Welcome to Conversations That Bloom, a space for women thriving at the intersection of faith and grit. For women who have a desire to have real and raw conversations about faith. For women who have the resilience to continue even when things are falling apart and still find enough time to treat themselves to some much needed self-care. We believe words are powerful, and with each conversation, God will meet you where you're at and reveal a new way to approach whatever life is throwing at you. My name is Belia, and I'm your host. Recording this live and recording this podcast episode at the same time, just because I thought it would be super interesting for me to do this. I've never done this before, and I just enjoy watching lives. I haven't done a lot of lives in the past, and I thought, okay, you know what, let me do one today. So today's podcast episode is obviously going to be super special because you are here with me. Hi, good morning, Kasonde, Bianca, Ruth, Mercy, who else is here? Good morning, good morning, good morning. This holiday has been a beautiful holiday. I don't know if you've been watching my content, but if you've been watching my content, I've been very busy. I've been very busy doing the most. I've been very busy just living my best life with my family, living my best life with my boo thing, being with my humans, and just resetting, recharging, and getting back my energy. 2021 was a lot. The pandemic was a lot. Work was busy. My personal life was hectic. And yeah, I went through a lot of things, and my mornings were crazy, but my days were always perfect because I had God at the center of everything that I did. So yeah, and with this podcast especially, actually, now that we're talking about this podcast as well, with this podcast especially, it was such a huge source of joy for me because I had a place to go to talk to a community of women that were thriving at this intersection of faith and grit, just like I was, that were also just going through everyday life things, experiencing challenges, trying to juggle careers and family and personal life. So this podcast was such a great source of like joy for me, hope, peace, community, centering, all of that good stuff. So I'm so thankful to God for just giving me the confidence and the go-ahead for me to even start and just continue this journey as I do what I need to do. So thank you so much for joining me on this journey, ladies and gentlemen. I am super excited for everything that God is doing in my life, and I'm super expectant for where God is taking me. So yeah, last year's theme was thriving. Last year's theme was staying connected to God and making sure that I was not scared of my fears, but I was facing everything head on. Hey, boo, Lontia, my boo forever. Oh my God, good morning. Lontia is on the live, ladies and gentlemen. Recording this podcast episode is amazing because I feel like everybody will be listening to the insides and all of that good stuff as I record and, you know, do what I need to do. So yes, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, Tandy. Thank you so much for joining this beautiful live session. I'm having such a great time. So that's pretty much what my 2021 was like. And I just want to give you guys 5 lessons that I learned last year. I just love lists of things. I don't know about you, but me, on a personal note, as a personal human, I love lists. If it's a list, I'm within it. I'm just about it. So 5 things that I learned last year. Number one is that you cannot please everybody. If you try to please everyone, you will run on empty. You will go dry on the energy that you need to put back into yourself. And you will find yourself living a life that is so about other people, people's voices guiding you, people's opinions guiding every action that you take. So you can't please everybody. That's just one of the things that just cannot happen. Number two, if you put your mind to it, you can make it happen. And the key there is mind, right? So if your mind isn't in the right place, if your mind is in a space of constantly looking outside of your own lane, constantly seeking other people's approval, constantly judging others, constantly envying others' lives and not actually being authentic with yourself and not living in your own truth, if you live in that way, you won't be able to actually focus your mind on what you need to do. So what you focus your mind on, you will get it done. That's the second thing. And then the third thing that I learned last year is community is everything. People need people. We need each other. We need people to help us do what we need to do on a daily basis. If you don't have people around you helping you, you won't be able to do what you need to do. So we need people. We need people that love us. We need people that are able to pour into us. We need people that love God just as much as they love themselves as well. We need authentic people. We need people that won't be gossiping around about us. We need people that will be able to champion for us, and people that will be able to hold us dear when things are just not making any sense. We need people. So drop the thing below if you're about it. If you know what I'm talking about, yeah, no, like for real, we need people. Community, mind over matter, and we can't live a life that's a people-pleasing life. So that's one of the things that I learned. I think I would love to hear from you guys. Drop in the comments below, what lessons have you learned before I continue with my five lessons? What lessons have you learned? What have you been able to see from other people around you? Like, I know, for example, Lontia is such a huge support system of everything that I do. I support everything that she does. Lontia is a boo forever. I know the lesson she's taught me on a personal level is just being able to be a champion for other women, being able to stand proud for other women, and being able to support Black people no matter what. It's not always about you, girl. Sometimes you need to support other people. I love it. Lontia, guys, me, I love me some Lontia. Hey, Brian. Brian says he's here for a supportive community. Yes, 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 yes. Supportive community is where it's at. If you don't have a supportive community, you won't be able to thrive. And that's just on period. So no people pleasing, right? That's the first thing. And the second thing is, what you put your mind to, you can get it done, right? And the last thing is staying in your lane. I forgot what the last thing was. Oh, community. Lontia is saying, I learned that I have some growing to do in my relationship. Oh my gosh. Same. Oh my goodness. Yes. And then her next comment is, this is true. It's about people I love. Oh, I love you too, boo. I love you too. Stop. You're going to make me cry. Stop it. Stop. Hey, Louie. Aren't you back at work, girl? What you doing on this live? Aren't you supposed to be in the office? Louie is on this live in this podcast episode. Girl, go to work. I'm pretty sure you're back at work. But anyway, if you're here, I love you. Okay. So that's the third lesson. And then the fourth lesson that I learned in 2021 is that friendships matter more than the hustle, right? So we find ourselves striving between, oh, should I go to work, or should I go to work on the weekend and not see my friends, right? Or should I put the hours into seeing this friend, or or should I, Louis, don't call me out. I love you so much, boo. So yeah, no, I love you, girl. It's okay. You know, you can do two things. You can do whatever you need to do. So friendships really matter more than the hustle. And we really need to be able to invest in healthy friendships. And I think that also ties into community and having a support system that's there to thrive with you and grow with you. And then the fifth lesson that I learned, last but not least, you cannot do anything without God. You need God everywhere that you go. You need God every second that you breathe. You need God everywhere. And I think with that specific lesson, with me knowing that I didn't come this far by myself, I came this far because of God's grace, and I keep going even further because of God's grace. It's just a really humbling experience for me, and it's very calming and peaceful, because that means I don't have to do everything in my own strength, but I do everything according to God's strength within me, and that's what matters the most. Okay, so Kasonde is saying, number one, inviting God into every single decision. Seek a relationship with God and it reflect in your human relationships. Amen. Exactly. That's exactly it, Kasonde. I totally agree. How we are relating with God is exactly how we will relate with ourselves, and how we'll relate with other people as well. Having a relationship with God is where it's at. I recommend it 10 out of 10, definitely. So yes, 2021, that's what it was. That's where we were. And that's just what life was doing, you know, as life does. And obviously, we all learned a lot of things, and I also learned a lot of things. And diving into this year, what I was very much interested in doing was making sure that I entered the new year with a vision, right? So I bought a vision journal. I put it on my stories as well, on Instagram, but I bought like this vision journal. It's just like this basic notebook journal. You can buy any journal if you want to also get a vision journal. So I got one of these journals from Mr. Price. It's just an A3 hard copy, ring binded. Obviously, you can see the ring. We'll talk about the ring just now. Don't worry about it. Ring binded journal. And then it's very amazing. I just got it just so that I could write my vision. So in this journal, I started out by like reviewing my life, where I've been, how my life has been so far, writing down like my vision for 2022, what I would like to grow in, how I would like to grow, a note to myself, what the Holy Spirit is telling me, all of that good stuff, and like the goals I'm trying to accomplish. I'm not yet done. I'm still gonna like fill up the rest of the thingy, the journal, I guess, as far as I can anyway. But for now, this is what I have. And specifically for this vision journal, I wanted to write down what God has told me to focus on. Hey, Kabwe, good morning. I'm so glad you're here. What God has told me to focus on in 2022, and that's being fruitful and bearing fruit in everything that I do, blossoming in everywhere that I can, and thriving with Him at the center of everything that I do. That's the vision God has given me, and I want to be able to overflow so that, oh, Margie, oh my gosh, you're so beautiful. How's Australia? I need to come to Australia and just love on you. So yes, that's the vision, guys. I just love the fact that I'm recording this podcast episode and doing a live at the same time. I need to do this more often. But yes, God has given me that vision to be a blossoming and overflowing person. And for me to do that, I want to be able to take care of myself, and I want to be able to put myself first as well, so that I actually make my mental health a priority. It's not going to be at the back end. Lantia is saying something. She's like, oh, I also learned that God will give you what He believes you can handle. So certain things will only be handed to you when you show God you are fully capable and ready. 100%. I totally agree. And I love it. I love it. I love it. I love the fact that God places us in a position to thrive with Him at the center. And if He's not at the center of everything that we do, we won't thrive and we won't reach the capacity or the capabilities that we know we can with His strength. Our strength can only take us so far. But when He gives us what He needs to give us, He also gives us the needs, the supplies, the resources, all of that good stuff we need in order to actually accomplish the purposes that He's placed in our hearts and all of that yummy stuff. So I just love the fact that everything that we do, when we put God at the center, He always comes through and He multiplies it and He takes it higher and higher and more. And that's literally what God has been doing for me. And in that sense, I met the love of my life last year. I'm engaged. He proposed. It's crazy. Guys, I'm getting married. Like somebody say, hallelujah, amen. Belia is about to be a wife. A wife. Sorry, I can't stop singing it. I've been singing it the whole of December. It's crazy. I'm just like, oh girl, you're crazy. You're literally getting married. Like, it's crazy. I can't even believe it. Like, for me personally, on a personal note, I can't believe that God has been this faithful. And the person that I'm marrying, oh my gosh. The person I'm marrying, he is literally like God sent. He is amazing. He is beautiful. His heart, oh my, guys, he was like designed for me at the factory for me. Like God said, I am here and I'm going to show you why you need to pray for your man and why you need to put yourself first. And for the fact, yeah, thanks guys, I'm getting married. I'm like, no. Lantia is about to jump out of this phone. Don't worry, girl, we got a lot of catching up to do. We'll sit down, you know, get ready. And Kabu as well, thanks, girl. Okay, so, yeah, God is really, really just faithful. And even with how the love of my life found me, because He found me, I wasn't looking for Him, I was really just doing my own thing. How the love of my life found me and how He found me in the most simplest of ways and how He's so perfect for me today, guys. This dude treats me like a princess. A queen, like I don't even, look at the ring. I mean, look at the ring, guys. I just feel like I wish all of you were here with me so that we could enjoy this time together. But I I'm gonna post some content later, and I might just do a series on what my healing season looked like and what led up to this position that I'm at right now. I'm really trying to read all these comments. I'm really long just like, you know, I'm about to jump into your room. Lantia's about to jump into my... Oh my gosh. Yeah, Kabwe saying, and that's so important, having someone who can sustain your vision and what God's doing through. Yes, exactly. So, for example, like, the reason why I know He's the love of my life He bought my podcast mic, okay? My fiance bought my podcast mic. He's the reason why I even started my podcast last year. He made sure I showed up for every podcast recording because I've got a very lazy spirit. That's what I'm trying to fight this year, my laziness. He made sure I showed up to record every single podcast episode. He made sure that I showed up for you guys as well. And he was so important in making sure that I was really just being faithful in my vision, and I was being faithful in what God has placed in my heart. And he's still making sure that I'm showing up now. Lonte is crying. So yes, he's been a very huge help in that. And even as I'm recording this podcast episode, he's literally standing outside waiting for me to finish with a cup of tea. But this man, I don't know. I am blessed and highly favored. And yeah, everything he's been doing, if I could write a list, I don't think I would be able to finish. That list would just, you would need to give me 20 books to write a journal. That's what needs to happen, because he just looks after the girl. Do you know looking after the girl? Looking after the boo thing. Looking after the boo-boo. She's well, look at the ring. Look at it. Just look at the size. I don't even know what to say to you. What are you saying to me right now? I can't stop. Now I'm going to be talking to you guys hey. Because before I was trying to be humble about it, but I couldn't block it. It just was just doing too much. So God is good, God is faithful, and love is sweet, love is beautiful. And yeah, I'm in a really good place, and I'm really just looking forward to everything God is about to do in my new season. And 2022 is gonna be a beautiful year. It's gonna be an amazing year, and I'm so thankful that God has placed more light in me to pour out into others. And I will continue just leaning in and pouring into him, or I mean leaning into him for him to pour into me, so that I can live a fruitful and healthy life. That's really my number one priority, is just to live a fruitful and healthy life in everything that I do. So yes, for more episodes, season two will be out soon. My fiance, because I'm a fiance, I'm a fiancee or whatever, I'm engaged or whatever. I didn't even know the right words, but my boo thing made sure, he's making sure that I record season two for you guys in this season. Hey Edna, oh my gosh, thank you for joining before I close off. Yeah, so my boo thing is making sure that I record the podcast season two before the end of this quarter. So I am praying and hoping that by March or April, I'll be able to have season two ready for you guys. And I'll be doing more live sessions as we do the podcast recording as well. And I'll also be doing more video content. I want to be able to talk to you with my words, as well as talk to you with my audio sounds and my vision. I want you guys to see my vibes, because when I'm recording, it's really a vibe. It's really like, what are you saying? What's going on? I'm dancing in the background, so you need to see the dances. So yes, thank you so much for joining me once again, and thank you so much for celebrating this love with me today. I am super thankful. God is so faithful. And of course, I'll be posting more content going forward. I'm gonna post the engagement story. I'm gonna do a little reel, and I'm gonna just for Lontia specifically. When I'm doing reels, I think of Lontia. I'm like, what would Lontia want to see? You know what I'm saying? How would she want to see this? So I'm gonna do a reel, and I'm gonna do the story just to show you guys the engagement process and how everything was and how everything was beautiful. So yeah, I'm gonna post it on Instagram if you wanna catch that and watch the video. And obviously the engagement took place in Cape Town, because my boo loves a good time. So yes, other than that, I hope you guys have a beautiful 2022, and I'm sending you guys so much love. And yeah, be blessed and highly favored, and keep on blooming. Bye.